The National Heritage Institute, which is responsible for the protection and preservation of the country's historical monuments, has over 100 palaces, castles and manor houses in its care. Over the past 20 years, it has worked hard to restore many of those long-neglected buildings to their former glory, and today they represent the best part of the country's national heritage. Regrettably, many of those outside Prague remain undiscovered by foreign tourists. Tomáš Brabec of the National Heritage Institute says this is something that the institute is trying hard to change.
Now, our problem is that we are losing the tourists from abroad. We altogether, throughout the year, serve to approximately 4,400,000 visitors. And only 10%, of those are the people coming from other countries. Mainly German-speaking countries, then English-speaking countries, which doesn't mean that those people are necessarily British or Americans. And then we have quite many visitors from countries from France, Italy, Spain, and Latin America. The thing is that, however, those people are coming from such a variety, of countries, they really represent only 10%, of our visitors.
So what is the problem? Why is there this drop, and why aren't more people, more foreign tourists coming to your sites?
Let's say that there were two crises, The one came soon after, the terrorist attack in New York, which was a global issue. And now we have the consequences of the financial crisis, and both are quite well projected, into the situation in tourism, which is something, that is coming from outside, and we simply can only deal with that, but we can't affect the reasons, of that. We are now very closely cooperating, with the national agency Czech Tourism, which after some years of promoting Czech Republic as a destination of culinary experiences, and other attractions, is coming back, to philosophy that Czech Republic is mainly a country of castles and palaces. And we absolutely agree with them on that, and we are trying, to support that philosophy and that marketing activities of Czech tourism as much as we can, in terms of explaining to visitors that the most precious part of the national heritage of this country, are those castles and the palaces. So we very much hope that in a long-term perspective, this will bring those lost visitors or people who simply did not maybe have enough information, to come to our places, to come to see, our castles, manor houses, etc.
Well, but do you feel that enough is being done to actually make the country's legacy, which, as you say, palaces, manor houses, attractive enough to make it worthwhile for a tourist to leave Prague? Usually they're here for a certain period of time, three or four days, to leave Prague, to travel to one of those castles, then to travel to another castle?
We don't certainly feel that there was enough done so far, but this is actually why we are so closely cooperating with Czech Tourism. That's actually, as we see it, the most efficient way how we can help to promote this country, as a country of architectural heritage that really has an incredible value, and definitely makes Czech Republic, to be very unique and special, because we can speak actually for the 104, 90 of them are open to public places that we have under our maintenance, and those are certainly one of the best what we can find in Europe. The reasons are quite clear, because thanks to the historical circumstances, the palaces and those historical buildings placed in Czech Republic, they are not quite beautifully preserved, in terms of the architecture, because of the visual quality, but most of them is also fully equipped, with the original inventory, which is a European uniqueness, in such a scale. And this is actually what we are now trying to support, you know, in the field of the cooperation with the government agency, which is Czech Tourism. And that's actually what we can really do. We are now strengthening also the relations, you know, with the British heritage. Some of our representatives, you know, they've been to Britain some weeks ago. So we are trying, you know, to change experiences, you know, with a country which certainly has a much longer tradition, you know, in managing such a huge number of historical buildings, you know, than Czech Republic.
What kind of visitors, what kind of foreign tourists would you be targeting?
From that point of view, I think that the group of places that are in care of the National Heritage Institute, we can satisfy almost everybody, because the castles, palaces, chateaux, manor houses, even some technical monuments, you know, that we take care of. They represent all what you have said. You know, this is actually architecture, fine art, sculpture, the garden architecture, folk architecture, industrial architecture. So there is a bit of something for almost everybody. We are now having new websites. Actually, each of our places is having a website in different language versions. This is another way, you know, actually how we are trying, you know, to bring the people directly to our places and trying to show them what is the typical characteristic of each place. And I can really say that we can satisfy in terms of that almost everybody who is having the elementary cultural interest.
Well, what are some of the gems that you would recommend, for instance?
No, if I will follow the popularity of our places, of course, the most popular and the best-known places, you know, is the castle of Karlstein, Český Krumlov, Konopiště, the Chateau Hluboká, all the Moravian UNESCO complex, Lednice. The castles, they can really offer authenticity, you know, and a lot of them can offer noble feelings. And we have to say that people are traveling mainly, you know, to experience something, you know. We learned that our visitors, you know, they are not coming necessarily to learn. They are coming mainly to experience, you know, to have a nice time, an enjoyable time. And this is actually why we are targeting everybody. This is not distinguishing whether the visitors are from Czech Republic or from abroad. We are trying to enrich, you know, the basic services, which is the guiding around our places, you know, with some other additional activities, which can be, I don't know, like theater sets, you know, inside. You know, it can be music performance. It can be guiding that is organized and made personally by the manager of the place, you know, who can definitely present the site much better, you know, with much deeper knowledge, you know, than any, however professional guide it could be. Our year, our season is divided, you know, into months where each is having certain topic which is presented, you know, to visitors, and they can actually very much follow the content of those topics, you know, and they can look for what they are interested in. So we have months, you know, that are focused on children and what the children might be interested in. Then we have private life of the aristocracy, which is rather for somebody who really would like, you know, to have a deeper view, you know, to the life of the castles, which it's not existing anymore because none of them are really used for permanent living now. So this is the way how we are trying, you know, to bring our castles closer to visitors, you know, to present them with a bit more of a human face, you know, what I would say.
Have you thought about themed tours?
Those exist, you know, they exist, and at some places, you know, where it's actually possible, where the exhibition allows the castle management, you know, to put up such a project as a theme tours. And it's, you know, it's a regular part, you know, of our cultural events. altogether, you know, we have more than 2,000 cultural events, you know, in our places throughout 1 year. So we are actually one of the biggest organizers, you know, of the cultural events in the country, which includes not only the guiding, you know, of any kind, but also a lot of musical events, theater, a lot of workshops that are specialized, you know, in what our specialized department, you know, in the cultural heritage maintenance, you know, is doing. So it definitely exists.
What is your target goal? What would you like to see, or where would you like to be in, say, 3 years or 5 years' time?
Oh, we certainly would like to fulfill expectations of all different age groups, if I can say so, which means that we would like to make our places not attractive only for people who are, from their personal reasons, interested, you know, in history, but really to make them attractive and accessible, you know, to whole families, to people with all different kind of disabilities, you know, which is another problem we have, because it's not an easy thing, you know, to open a place which was built in times, you know, when the main stress was the defensive function, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, at the beginning of the 21st century, you know, you are trying to open that place to somebody who is on a wheelchair. But, you know, it's a challenge, and I think that this is actually where we would like to go in the future. Simply to be able to serve as many potentially interested people as we can.
Daniela Lazarová was speaking to Tomáš Brabec from the Czech National Heritage Institute.